too many places or you're going to be barbecuing steak at 30 below.
That was Tim Jensen, manager of the AARA Food Services at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Jensen was referring to an emergency makeshift cooking system that was recently utilized during an equipment failure on steak night. The grills in the university dining hall broke down, and the kitchen was unable to cook the steaks as scheduled. Rather than disappoint 1,200 students who had been expecting steaks, the kitchen crew pressed into service their barbecue equipment, which is normally used only during the summer. The steaks were cooked on time, and the students weren't disappointed. University Food Service is constantly trying to please campus students. Beetle Bailey of comic strip fame would be lost in the university cafeteria line. There is a daily salad bar, and students select from 18 different beverages, including colas, at every meal. While students are getting a greater selection, they are also expecting increased food value.
The student is no different than anybody else, and the world has come to recognize that nutrition is more and more important. And the student diets have changed drastically from the time that I was going to school, where you would walk in and you had meat and potatoes and maybe a vegetable. Or always a vegetable, but not too many in the way of salads and that. Now we offer 5 to 10 salads an evening, plus a salad bar and a lot of fresh fruit, homemade soups, and the vegetables are all steamed vegetables, not boiled, and that type of thing. And we find that the student is more conscious of the nutrition and moving more and more towards these type of items.
While beef is still the favorite food item, Jensen feels that the days of just meat and potatoes are gone. Vegetable consumption is up, but traditional vegetable preferences are still very evident.
The most popular vegetable is corn. The least popular vegetable is spinach and squash, I guess. But corn and string beans, asparagus spears, broccoli, those are very popular items, peas.
The complete balanced meals include a wide selection of desserts and vegetables, a choice of 3 meat entrees, and unlimited seconds. The students can and do eat as much as they want. The unlimited seconds policy is not without its side effects.
In the springtime, when people start shedding their clothes and they realize that they've gained a little weight, then we find a lot of dieting taking place. That is particularly true for freshmen or new students to the campus. The students have been here for a while. They learned early, their first year. And so on their second and third year, you see them taking a little more careful as to their choices because they have a wide variety. They can choose either the apple pie or the cake or the apple. So it's really an educational thing to them, for us to try to educate them as to the proper selection.
Atmosphere as well as selection are important elements in the university dining areas. During the school year, ARA regularly has monotony breakers and special meals. On these occasions, special meals, entertainments, or decorations are used to change the mood of the commons dining room. For festive meals, special menus, such as a Hawaiian luau, are presented. At other times, the food service assists dormitories or dorm floors to have their own special priorities. With the Christmas holidays, activities on campus are at a minimum in the coming week. The hockey team is competing in the Hibbing Tournament in Hibbing, Minnesota. The Flying Nanooks men's basketball team is in California for their 11th consecutive appearance in the Chico State Tournament. Today, the university offices are closed, and next week, the Patty Center and library will be on reduced hours. From the Public Affairs Office, we wish you all a very happy holiday season. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.